You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It's been a rocky first few months in office, to say the least, for the new Macomb County Clerk Register of Deeds, Karen Spranger, and her staff. Last night, the County Ethics Board met to discuss ethics complaints filed by a former top aide, someone Spranger fired not long after taking office. The meeting ended with a $100 fine against Spranger for ethics violations, a fine she intends to appeal. But this is just scratching the surface of what's been going on since she was elected last November. With us, longtime Macomb County reporter Chad Selweski. Chad, this meeting last night is just a little twist in a long voyage here, isn't it?
Yeah, Karen Spranger has gotten off to a really rocky start. Only been in office a little over 3 months. She's had a whole series of issues, misuse of the county computer system. Employees have publicly said that she's created a hostile work environment. She tends to make some unusual decisions, like firing her two top aides after less than 3 months. These are appointees that she praised up and down when she brought them in. And I think that her lack of transparency is probably the overriding issue. She didn't really explain very well why she fired the two appointees. She didn't really discuss in detail why she was letting people use the computer system who were not authorized to. And then we had this bizarre situation last week where a TV news reporter tried to question her at the county administration building.
Yeah, and didn't she run in and hide in a bathroom?
Yeah, she ran and hid in the bathroom. Then she went down 6 flights of stairs to try and lose this TV crew. Her newest appointee was alongside her and called 911, had the police come out. The TV crew was still trying to question her in the parking structure when the deputies arrived. On the 911 call, they said that there was a flock of reporters harassing her. When the deputies got there, it turns out it was just one reporter.
And well within her rights to be able to approach and question a public official in a public place.
Yeah, the police report said that the deputies had to explain to her that the press is within their constitutional rights to be on the premises of a public building and request comments from public employees. It's kind of bizarre that an elected official has to have something like that explained to them.
And all of this kind of going on, I mean, I know there are, you know, the two fired employees have filed suits and ethics complaints, and I know the county commissioners approved hiring a couple of attorneys to represent the county and Spranger, and what, $200,000 price tag for taxpayers?
Yeah, she insists on using her own attorney rather than using the county attorneys, and the definite implication there is she doesn't trust the county attorneys. She believes that the county board of commissioners, the county attorneys, county executive Mark Hackle are all out to get her and to ruin her.
This must be shocking for people in Macomb County after 20 years of a well-run office from the previous county clerk.
Yeah, well-run office is actually putting it mildly. The office under former clerk Carmela Sabaugh was like way ahead of the curve on a number of things. They put in place a number of new programs and services that were first in the state of Michigan, in a couple of cases first in the nation. And they had won a whole slew of national awards. And then one of Spranger's assistants, shortly after she took office, suggested that the office was out of speed and needed to be reorganized.
And we also know she wanted $15,000 to, what was this? To she asked for permission to pay $15,000 for an independent counsel for her to, in her words, displace, reassign, or demote unionized employees.
Yeah, she was under the impression for some reason that she could fire a number of unionized employees who were obviously working under a contract. And when that was explained to her that you can't do that, she wouldn't back down. She's proposed a number of things that other county officials have tried to get her to back away from, and she won't do it. The latest I'm hearing is that in the Register of Deeds office, you know, she's the clerk and Register of Deeds. Register of Deeds office, where all the real estate transactions are recorded and stored, I'm hearing that there's some serious problems over there, and that could end up being a really serious matter because, you know, you're talking about property rights and perhaps a swarm of lawyers swooping in if things aren't done properly there.
Chad, in a nutshell, has anyone seen anything like this in Macomb County government?
No. When she was first elected, people were stunned. She was very narrowly elected. And her basic history is as a political gadfly. She had no government experience. And so people were kind of cringing and thinking, boy, this is going to be a rough road. But I don't think anyone imagined anything like this.
Chad Selweski, longtime Macomb County reporter. Thanks for the update, Chad.
Okay, thank you.